Continuing on Daf Hey, we said that a Movi cannot become Mutter via Lechi and a Kaira unless there are two Chatzeras leading into the Movi and at least two houses leading into each Chatzer. We also say that a Movi has to be longer in length than in width. The Gemara says that a Lechi, which is Bailet, which sticks out from the wall of the Movi, and this lechi is more than Dalet Amos wide. So we say that you need a lechi acher. You need a lechi on the opposite wall. Unless it's clearly nicker that this is a lechi. Why? Because basically this thing that's 4 Amos wide now doesn't look like a lechi anymore. It looks like a wall. And this whole psul we only say if the entranceway to the mavoi is more than 8 Amos wide. Because in case it's less than 8 Amos wide, the fact that this thing is 4 amas, now you've got, let's say it's 7 amas wide in total. So 4 of the amas are the lechi, and 3 amas are left as the rest of the entranceway. That's already okay, because that's almost as if there is no need to have a lechi anymore. Now it becomes like a mechitza. And we say, oimid meruba al haparts, as long as what's standing is more than what is actually broken down, it's mutter, and you don't need anything. It's considered like a full wall. So here, if the whole thing is 7 amas wide, you've got oimed 4 amas. You have paratz, which is 3 amas. So oimed urubala paratz, what's standing is more, therefore it's kosher. Let's say it's exactly 8 amas wide, and now you have this lechi, quote-unquote lechi, which is 4 amas. Then it's also okay, because we say it's a safek d'rabbanan, and safek d'rabbanan is lahakel. Daf vav. Here we have the machlekes of pirtza. What happens if there is a breach in the wall? How big of a breach puts the mavoi into a situation where you wouldn't be allowed to carry within the mavoi? According to Rav, if it's a pirtza that's on the side of the wall, all the way on the side, within a side wall, the breach can be up to 10 amas wide, and it's not considered enough of a breach to passel the area, so you wouldn't be allowed to carry into it. Of course, this is all speaking about if everything else is okay. If you have a kare and a kare or a lechi, in that kind of a situation, we were speaking about a mavoi with a kare or a lechi. Now the breach comes in, that's what we're talking about. Obviously, if there's no lechi or kare, you can't carry in the mavoi anyway. So when we speak about a breach, we speak about where everything is basically kosher within the mavoi, and now you have this breach there. So he says if it's on the side of the wall, it can be up to 10 amas wide, and then everything is fine. However, if it's meirashai, if it's mamish towards the front, as you get towards the kare in that area, which is speaking about a keren zavis at the corner of the front of the mavoi, then he would say only up to dalat tvachim can the breach be mutter. Otherwise, if it's more than dalat tvachim, then that passes the whole mavoi. Rav Huna says in any situation we wear lahachmir, and you only get up to dalat tvachim, no matter where it is. If it's up to dalat tvachim, if it's more than that, it passes the mavoi. And we even say that the kula of Rav of 10 amas is only speaking about a situation deloy baki bay rabim. If a lot of people don't go through that side. But if a lot of people do go through that side, even according to Rav, he would be machmer, then it would only be able to be a pirtza up to dalat tvachim. The Gemara then speaks about a mavoi akum. As opposed to being just a regular, straight mavoi, this is a mavoi akum which is crooked. It's basically shaped like a dalat. So it's almost like two mavois that turn. Rav holds this kind of a mavoi is considered kimafulash. It's like a mavoi mefulash, which is opened at both ends. Therefore, you need a lechi at each of the two ends, and you need a tsuras ha-pesach at the point where it turns, where it makes its 90-degree turn. Because a lechi is not enough in a mavoi mefulash. And according to Shmuel, it's considered like a mavoi sasim. Therefore, all you need is a lechi at each end. Then we have the famous sugya of Eruvin, basically, of today. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Ma'arvin, Birshus HaRabim. How do you take something which is a Rishus HaRabim and put something around it, as we today, quote-unquote, call it an Eruv? How do you deal with that, to take something out of the Klal of Rishus HaRabim and make it into one big area so people can carry within that area? So we say it's a Machloikis, Tanakama, and Chananya. Tanakama says that you need a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and a kaira or a lechi on the other side. And Chananya says, you also need dalsois, you need doors on one of the sides. So basically what we have here regarding a Rishus HaRambam, many, many shitas. These are all brought down in Shin Mem He, in the Bir Halacha there. What we basically have is Rashi holds that a Rishus HaRambam, in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRambam, it has to be 16 amas wide, which we know from the Mishkan, we know this from earlier in Masechta Shabbos. We know that it has to be a straight street. It has to have 600,000 people, which is the Anshei Midbarius, which is brought down in Tosfos and Shabbos. And it has to be a city without a wall. Other Rishonim say the 600,000 doesn't mean that there have to be 600,000 people in the city, but it has to be the street that we're talking about, the street that's involved, that street has to be used by 600,000 people. The Rambam, the Ramban, and the Rajba don't agree with this klal of 600,000 people at all. And they say that for something to be considered a Rishus HaRambam Daraisa, it only needs the other things that we mentioned, 16 amas wide, a straight street, and a city without a wall, but it does not need 600,000. Again, for all the details on the Inyan, Ayin B'Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Mem Hei, where all the different shitas of the Arba Rishuyos and the different shitas Lagabi Shishim Ribui are brought down. Now, when we spoke about the shita of Hananya, where we spoke about Dalsais, these Dalsais in the Gemara can be referring to a number of things. Either they can be referring to a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and Kari and Lachi on the other, where you have a Dalsis included in that, or we have the shita of Beishamai, which says you have to have closed doors on both sides, or the shita of Beis Hillel, which is a door on one side, and a kare and a lechi on the other. The Gemara also adds that since the doors of Yerushalayim were closed every night, it was not a Rishus HaRambam, because it had the dalsos. We also say that the dalsos of Hananya don't mamish have to be closed, but they have to be roy to be closed. They have to be at least roy to be closed, since the people can always walk through them. Then what would happen is, Asu Rabim Umavatle Mechitzta. You'd have people walking through all the time. And it would, of course, become like a Rishus HaRambam. For some interesting reading on the subject of Rishus HaRambam and on Eruvim, you can take a look at Igros Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, where he speaks about a Mechitza. He speaks about an Eruv in Manhattan, and he assers Eruvim in Manhattan. And in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet, Simen Pei Vav, where he's Matir, the Kew Garden Hills Eruv, but he assers the Flatbush Eruv in Simen Pei Zayin and Pei Ches. And basically, a lot of what Ramesha brings down centers around the notion of what exactly constitutes a Rishus HaRambam. And is Manhattan, in fact, a Rishus HaRambam? And is Flatbush, in effect, a Rishus HaRambam? If you can establish that these are or are not Rishus HaRambams, that would have a very major influence on whether or whether not you can make a Tzuras HaPesach around that whole area to take it out of the klal of what it is and allow people to carry within it. And most of it revolves around that. Ayin Shum for more detail. The Gemara then brings down the case of Mavui de Nehardo, which was a case of a double Mavui Akum, a Mavui that was shaped like a Ches. So what it had is you had two Mavui Akums. In this case, you need more than just a Mavui Akum. You need Shtei Lechayayim and Shtei Dalsos. You need one Lechi at each end, and you need one Dalas at each of the two turns. And the Gemara says, why is that true? Because Ram Yale Chumra de Rav, the Ram Yale Chumra de Shmuel. What are these two Chumras? We hold, like the Chumra of Rav, that Teirasei Ba'akum is Kemefulish. A Mavui Akum is considered like a Mavui Mefulish. And in addition, we hold like the Chumra of Shmuel, that Mefulish, once something is already established as a Mavui Mefulish, it needs Dalsais, it needs doors, and a Tzuras HaPesach is not enough in that kind of a situation. The Gemara then asks, "Umi Abdinan Kitrei Chumri? How can you hold like two chumras? Didn't we learn? Basically, we paskin the halacha is ke Beis Hillel. We paskin in everything where there's a machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. But the Gemara says, if you want to always do like Beis Shammai, that's fine. As long as you're consistent about doing it, you can do it that way. And if you want, v'imreitza ke Beis Hillel leitza. If you want to do everything like Beis Hillel, that's fine too. The key is that you're consistent." And that you always do like either the kulas and the chumras of one, or the kulas and the chumras like the other. However, the Gemara says, Mikulei beis Hillel umikulei beis Shammai. Let's say you want to hold like all the kulas. If you hold like all the kulas, you're considered a Rasha. Umichomer beis Shammai umichomer beis Hillel. If you do like all the chumras of both beis Hillel and beis Shammai. Olav hakasav haksil b'choshech hailech. You're like a fool in the dark. So all of the key is to be consistent. If you end up doing like the chumras of both, you're like a fool in the dark. So how is it possible that the people in Nahar Da were machmer like both Rav and Shmuel? In the case that we mentioned before, by the Akum, by the Mavoy Akum of Nahar Da. So the Gemara answers, on Daf Zayin, moving on to Daf Zayin, Kan Koidim Baskoil, Kan Achar Baskoil. Depending on when it was. Times that we were talking about the case of Nahar Da, that was Kaid and Basko. Therefore, they were able to paskin any way they wanted to. We didn't know that the halacha was like Beis Hillel. Or we could say that it was speaking of a case, Lefi Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua did not hold to the Basko. And this specifically is referred to the case in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Dafnun Tesam in Beis, which talks about a machlaikis with Rabbi Eliezer. It was talking about a certain type of an oven. And what happened? A Basko came out and said that we follow Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, however, got up and told everybody not to listen to the Baskal. Why? Because the Torah teaches us, the Torah is lay b'shamayim. The Torah is given to all the people. So it's the people who have to paskin the halacha. So he didn't hold the Baskal. So it could be talking about him also, or he doesn't, or people who don't hold the Baskal. The Gemara then answers, the only time we don't follow, you're not allowed to follow two chumras, is if they actually contradict each other. However, if there are cases where they don't really contradict each other, then you're allowed to follow two chumras. The Gemara brings down numerous cases here where they try to establish differences between cases where they conflict with one another and cases where they don't. Specifically, the Gemara brings down, as we know, when a person dies, he can give over tumah to Adam, Kalim, or Achila through either tumas maga, either touching, or tumas ayil, being under the same roof with this particular dead body. So we know tumas maga could be imparted even in something very, very small. The question comes up, what about Tumas Ayil? Now, if you have cases of Shedra or Gulgailus, which are the spine of an animal or the skull of a human being, how much has to be missing from these things so it will not be able to be Matama via Tumas Ayil? So it comes out, we end up paskening like the Chumras of both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, given the specifics of the case in the Gemara. The Gemara also brings down the case of Rabbi Akiva, who was machmer like both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding Rosh Hashanah l'Ilanos. We know that there's a 7-year cycle of Shemitah. Each of them are broken into two parts, years 1, 2, and 3, and years 4, 5, and 6. Year 7 is obviously Shemitah. Years 1, 2, and 3, you give Ma'aser Rishon. Years 4, 5, and 6, you also give Ma'aser Rishon. However, there's a difference between when you give Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Ani. In years 1 and 2 of the cycle, you give Ma'aser Sheni. And in year 3, you give Ma'aser Ani. Now, there's a machlekes regarding Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai when Rosh Hashanah l'Ilanos is. According to Beis Hillel, it's on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, it's on Tu B'Shvat. So let's say a person is standing on Zion Shvat on the border of the second and the third year. Does he give Ma'aser Sheni or Ma'aser Ani? Because in years 1 and 2, he gives Ma'aser Sheni. In year 3, he gives Ma'aser Ani. But if it's Zayin Shvat, is that considered like year 2, where you would give Ma'aser Sheni? Or is that considered like year 3, that you would give Ma'aser Ani? So Rabbi Akiva was machmer like both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and he gave both Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Ani. So basically, the Gemara ends up that you can really follow any one of the Shitas as long as you are consistent. We have a Kasha. We know from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, we learned that you're not allowed to just follow one or the other. We learned that if you're dealing with a halacha deraisa and is a machlokes, you should go like the machmer. And if it's a halacha midirabbanan, then you should go like the mekel. So how do we say here you're allowed to follow either or, whichever one you want? The Meiri says that here in the Gemara we're speaking by a very big Talmud Chacham, who can technically make the choice between whether he wants to hold like Beis Hillel or like Beis Shammai. But when you're dealing with regular people, you should actually follow this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and therefore when there's a machlokes, you should go like the machmer when you're dealing with an issa deraisa, like the Mekel when you're dealing with an Isser, the Rabbanan. In speaking about a Rishus HaRabim, we say that there are a number of types of Rishus HaRabim. There's a Sratya and a Platya. A Sratya is a main street, which constitutes a Rishus HaRabim, and a Platya is a marketplace. Both of these two are Rishus HaRabims. We said that Hananiah only says his chumrah of dalsais, which we mentioned before. If a mavoi has a rishus harabim, i.e. a sratya or a platya, at both ends of the mavoi. But if it has a bika is like a valley, which is considered a karmelis at one end, then it's okay to have a tzuris ha-pesach at one end and a kari or lechi at the other. Incidentally, we don't paskin like Hananiah. Then the Gemara brings down a case of a rechava, which is a backyard, which is really not used very much, rarely used. If the mavoi leads into a rechava, then you don't need anything on that side. This is obviously a chiddush. Tafches. This whole heter of rechava, of the backyard, that's only if the mavoi is in the middle of the rechava. In other words, the mavoi ends up coming in directly in at the center of the rechava, but not if it's kola letzida, letzidei rechava. If it comes in from the side, not centered, in other words, it comes in sort of in the center, but not mamish at the center of the rechava, then this heter does not apply. You can see this if you have the Perish Chai in diagram number 73. And not only that, in order for it to be mutter, the whole heter of rechava, the rechava cannot belong to a private person. The rechava has to belong to public, to more than one person. Because if it belongs to a private person, he could change the situation at any whim. Whenever he wants to, he could change the situation of the rechava. The Gemara then brings down a case where one side of the mavoi is a yam. And we say a yam, we mean that it's 10 tvachim deep. And it has to become 10 tvachim deep fairly quickly. It has to happen 10 tvachim deep within a distance of 4 amas. So it has to be quite quickly, it cannot be too gradual. And the other side of the mavoi is garbage, which is at least 10 tvachim high. This particular situation can be seen in Venice, Italy, where the Venice ghetto is surrounded on a number of sides by waterways and bridges that go over the waterways. So it's very possible to have garbage at one end of a mavoi and the yam at the other end of the mavoi. We say that Rebbe was mesupik in this particular case. But we do say that it's okay for a person to stand on his balcony and throw garbage from his balcony onto this pile of garbage, which is more ten tefachim, which is more than 10 tefachim tall. This, however, is only a case where this pile of garbage, which is more than 10 tefachim tall, is a public garbage. However, if it was a private garbage, you're not allowed to do that, because again, like we said before, a person could change the situation and remove the garbage. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're not saimach on a mechitza of a sea, since at any time, as you know, when you go to a beach, the sand could come washing up onto the ground, can come washing up onto the gradual part of the sea, which is 10 tefachim, and could fill it in so that it's not 10 tefachim deep anymore. So we can't be saimach on that. However, we can be saimach on this by a river or by a canal where we don't have sand if this could potentially happen. We also say that a lechi must be strong enough to withstand wind, otherwise it's puzzle. Unless you connect the lechi with a nail, if you connect the lechi with a nail, then it's always kasher. The Gemara then brings down a case of a mavoi or asui kinadil, a mavoi which is like a centipede. It's a large mavoi with many right-angle mavuyos branching off from it. So Rava says each small mavoi needs a tzuris ha-pesach at one end, and a lechi and a kaira at the other. The Gemara then says if one side of the mavoi is longer than the other, so what you have is it's sticking out a little bit, are you allowed to put a kaira up on top diagonally? Rava says no, since the kaira's purpose is for a heker, you're not going to be able to see it anymore. Rav Kahana says yes, it's the purpose of a kaira is for a mechitza. Now you still have a mechitza. We paskin like Rava. However, although a kaira is not mutter, a tzuris ha-pesach in that situation is mutter. Then we ask, are you allowed to stand under a kaira mamish directly under the kaira and carry? Shmuel and Reb Shimon say that it's aser, and Reb Chi and Reb Yechanan say that it's mutter, and this is mishum heker. We paskin that it is mutter to stand under a kaira and carry. Rav Chizda says you cannot carry opposite a lechi. Why is that so? Since we know that a lechi has no shear at all. A lechi can be very, very thin. So if you're standing directly in front of the lechi, he may carry by mistake into Irish Sarabim. And Rava, incidentally, in this case, says you are allowed to carry opposite a lechi. If a kari protrudes outside the front of the mavoi into the Rishus Sarabim, it's pasul. Why don't we say loved? Let's say it protrudes one tafach out, so say loved and be makel with that. We say that you can't be makel since it's not a heker anymore, since it's protruding out. We see this in the Mishnah Berurah, Shin, Samach, Gimel. Daftes. We have a machlokes, what exactly is lavud? What is the distance that is permissible, that something is considered attached to the thing that it is close to. Rava says Gimel Tvachim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says Dalet Tvachim. And we pass in love it as Gimel Tvachim. Rava also says Makam She'ein Dalet Al Dalet, something which doesn't have a area of Dalet Tvachim Al Dalet Tvachim, is considered a Makam Petur, and it is Mutter to rest things on it even in a Rishus Harabim. The Gemara then asks, can one carry something Bein L'chayayim? The person is standing mamish between the two lechis. Is a person allowed to carry in that area? So the Gemara answers, if the Mavoi opens up into a Carmelis, then everybody says it would be usser to carry Bein L'chayayim. Why? Because we say a klal of Matza Min Es Minoi V'nir. This area now becomes very similar to the Carmelis. So the Mavoi and the Carmelis are so similar to one another that we're afraid they'll mix the two up and they'll carry. Therefore, we say that it's usser. However, if the Mavoi opens up into a Rishus HaRabim, Abaye says that it's usser. But Rava says that it's mutter, and that's how we paskin. Since this new area now is batel, this Rishus HaRabim becomes batel to the rest of the Mavoi. The Gemara then asks, Lechi Shanira Bifnim V'shava B'chutz. Let's say the Lechi is positioned in such a place that when you're standing inside the Mavoi, you can see it. When you're standing outside the Mavoi, you cannot see it. In other words, it's flush. Therefore, it's not visible. So we say that it's kosher. Nira b'chutz v'shava b'fnim. Let's say it's able to be seen from the outside, but it's flush, not able to be seen from the inside. That's a machlekes Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon b'Rebbe. And we paskin that this is also kosher, just as the other case we said before is kosher. Then we discuss cases of chutzer katana leading into a chutzer gedayla. Daf yud. We know that mavui is generally mutter with either a lechi or a kaira. What about a chutzer? As we said earlier in a hakdama, that a chutzer is more chumerdik than a mavui. So we say that a chutzer is basically mutter also with one lechi, but Rabbi says you need shtei lechayayim. We also have the shita of Rabbi Yaisi, which we're going to bring down later on, we do not paskin like, that he holds that a lechi can't just be a kolsho, a lechi has to be at least three tefachim wide. Then we have the question of how wide a mavui can be, so that you would be allowed to put a kari on top of it. The sheet of the Tanakhama is it has to be 10 amas, is the maximum. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be up to 13 and one-third amas. And he sees this from the Pase Beirais, which were the water wells which were used to feed animals. And here is a whole cheshbon about how he gets to the 13 and one-third. Let's say a mavui is 20 amas wide. We know there's no tikkun for that. At least there's no tikkun as far as a lechi or a kaira goes. There is a tikkun as far as a Tzuras HaPesach goes. But if let's say a mavui is 20 amas wide, the Gemara offers suggestions on how you can fix that. One way to do it would be to put a board down the middle of the mavui. Say, for example, you were facing into the mavui, facing northward. You could put a board right down the middle, also facing northward, which cuts the mavui into two parts. So now you have two, the left side of the mavui and the right side of the mavui. Each of them are 10 amas wide. Technically, that would seem that it would be mutter. Because what it becomes like a mavui, which is an akum. So therefore, you'd be allowed to do that. Or you could put horizontally, in other words, if the mavui is facing, you're facing northbound, looking into the mavui, you could put a horizontal board, meaning to say a board that now faces east to west, right in the front part of the mavui. And if it's 6 amas wide, you now have 10 amas on the right side, which is the mavui. You have 6 amas in the middle, which is the board. And then you have 4 amas to the left. So what happens is the part on the right becomes a regular mavui. And the part on the left becomes oymed meruba ala paritz, because the part on the left is like another 10 amas, 10 ama mavui, 6 amas of which are this board, and 4 amas of which are like a breakage in the wall, like a pirtza in the wall. The Gemara also brings down numerous other complicated cases where you have, for example, a pirtza of 1 amma and a wall of 1.5, and another pirtza of 1, and another one of 1.5. A lot of different complex cases are brought down, which are other ways of trying to do this. Then the Gemara asks, if you do this particular case, and you put up a board, you put up a board 6 ammas wide, Leichesh Dilma Shavik Pischa Rabba V'ayel V'Pischa Zuta. We're afraid most people are now going to go through the small entranceway and not through the large entranceway. The Gemara says, Chazaka ein adam meniach pesach gadol v'niknis l'pesach katan. It's a chazaka that a person doesn't abandon a large passageway and go into a smaller passageway. Then we bring down the Rashi and Menachos. What exactly is the shear of a tefach? It can either be 4 times a thumb, 5 times an index finger, or 6 times a small finger. Daf Yud Aleph. We say that a Movi, which is more than 20 amas tall, both in Suras HaPesach and in Amaltara, which are the decorations, both of those help because they trigger somebody noticing. They're a hecker. Let's say it's wider than 10 amas. Only in Suras HaPesach will help, but not in Amaltara, because if it's more than 10 amas wide, you won't notice in Amaltara, but you would notice in Suras HaPesach. We bring down the Shita of Rav, which holds Paratz Meruba Al Ha'Oimid, and a case of something which is more than 10 amas wide, even a Tzuras HaPesach will not help, and we do not pass them like this. The Gemara many times from here on out will refer to things as a pas. Pas is the same thing as a lechi. The Gemara then says a chotzer, which is ruba, openings, and chaloinis. Its mutter is long as the oimid is meruba, the oimid is more than the openings and the chaloinis. We then have a case of Dalad Kundasin, 4 poles, the Arba Pinais Hasada, at the four corners, the 4 poles that are stood up on the 4 corners of the field. Umatach Zmaira Aleihem, you put a vine, you connect a vine surrounding the 4 poles. So we say, Kederach Shemotu Leklayim, Kachmotu Lohitzi B'Shabbos. This is according to Reish Lakish. Just like these 4 poles with the vine around it acts as a separation for Kalayim, that it's considered a mechitza, and therefore it's mutter to plant a second kind of a plant on the other side of this mechitza. The same thing is true by Shabbos for Haitzah. According to Reish Lakish, he said this is only mutter regarding Kalayim, but it's not mutter regarding Haitzah b'Shabbos. We then say, what about a Tzuras HaPesach, which is connected to the side of the poles instead of to the top of the poles? We say this is no good. This does not help, and we paskin in Shin Samach Beis, that this is the Psak LaHalacha, that in order to connect a wire or something to the top of the lechis, of the lechayim, it has to be to the top and not at all connected to the sides, otherwise it's no good at all. We also pass in lahalacha in Shin Samach Beis that a Tzuras HaPesach does help for something which is more than 10 amas wide, and it also helps for something which is paratz meruba al ha'aymed. Amar Reb Chisda, we say that Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong in order to be able to hold up. It has to be strong enough to be able to hold up the door. And the Gemara also says it also needs a heker of a tzir, which is a hinge at the foundation of the Tzuras HaPesach, of the lechi, in case you want to be able to put a door. Amar Talmidim of Rav Ashi, the Talmidim said, they asked Rav Ashi this question, and the Gemara says, Lo Amar V'Lo Klum, which means we paskin lahalacha, according to that we do not need a heker tzir in this particular situation. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that the side posts of a Tzuras HaPesach have to be strong enough to hold the door, but the top just has to be strong enough not to be blown away by the wind. We then ask an important question. Do the side konim of the Tzuras HaPesach have to mamish touch the top kaira, or the top string of the Tzuras HaPesach? Or can they be close enough? Do they have to mamish touch or not? According to Reb Sheshes, yes. According to Reb Nachman, they do not have to mamish touch. And that's how we paskin halacha according to Reb Nachman, that they do not have to mamish touch, but we do paskin that they have to be mamish on top of one another. We then ask a question. Does an archway have a chi of mezuzah? An archway is a kippah. And we bring down, if the archway is 10 tefachim tall and then it begins to curve at the top, everybody says chayev. If the archway is less than 3 tefachim tall and then it becomes an arch and it curves, everybody says pater. If, however, it's 4 amas wide in total, the archway, it is 3 tefachim tall, and then it curves, then we have a question of chaykakin lahashlim. According to Rameir, we say yes. According to the Chachamim, we say no. However, given the fact that we said that if it reaches 10 tefachim tall, straight, and then it begins to curve, everybody says chayev, from here we have a raya, that a Tzuras HaPesach ein tzarech liga. Tzuras HaPesach does not have to touch on the sides. Why? Because what you see from here is that the sides never really touch the mashkaif at the top at all, because of the curve. And still we see that they don't really have to touch. So from here we have a raya that the side poles of a Tzuras HaPesach do not mamish have to touch completely the top ones. But the Paiskim also bring a raya from here that the top of the Tzuras HaPesach has to be straight and tight and no sagging. And that's how we paskin today, that in a Tzuras HaPesach the string that runs across the top has to be straight and tight. And finally we have a Mishnah which brings down that a tikkun for a mavoi regarding Chotzah, Beis Shammai says Alechi Vikaira, Beis Hillel says Alechi Orakaira, Rabbi Eliezer says Shtei Lechayayim.